What is it that drives us into relationship? You know, one of the things that I love about the Gospels, and in fact, all of Scripture, is that I can hear the same story over and over again and still find some new detail that makes the story new for me. It's a phrase that we have in the church that our faith, and Scripture in particular, is ever ancient and ever new. And this is especially amazing for stories like the one that we have today, where imagine all of us have heard this time and time again, this multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And what struck me in particular upon this reading of the gospel was actually the final sentence. Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. And this sentence kind of made two questions come to mind for me. One, why did the people want to make Jesus their king in that moment? What was it through this experience of the multiplying of the loaves and fishes that made them want to do this? And then two, this strange response by Jesus. Why did Jesus not want to be made king in that moment? And why did he go to a deserted place? Because after all, isn't that what he wants us to believe? That he is our king, king of our lives and of our hearts. And as I wrestled with these two questions, I came to realize how important the answers to them are. And so let's dive right in. The first question, why does this experience, the loaves and fishes, make the crowd want to make Jesus their king? Now, one could easily say that it was the miracle that brought them to this desire, the multiplying of loaves and fishes to feed 5,000 people. And I think that's definitely part of it. But I think there's an even more natural and human reason, which was simply that they were hungry and Jesus fed them. The crowd wanted to make Jesus king because he fed them. And this might sound like an overreaction on the part of the crowd, but when we look at human history, we see that this is a reaction that is played out again and again. For if we look at any rebellion, any rise of a dictator, any new form of government, we will see that at its core, it is driven by hunger and the promise that this new power will feed them, feed us, feed with literal food sometimes or money and power. And so we see that from a human perspective that societies raise up kings who feed them. And this is true not only from a sociological perspective, but from our own personal experience as well. For think of all of the things that we ourselves make kings in our life because we are hungry and those things feed us, or they pretend to feed that hunger. Think of our hunger to kind of be in the know, and we spend time feeding on social media or political sites so we can have that hunger fed. Think of our hunger for intimacy, and we turn to feed on that through the internet, or be fed through that by the internet. Or our hunger for status, and so we feed on having the latest style or technology in our pockets. Our hunger to be in control, and all the things that we do to feed into that. So we can be very much like the crowd and make someone or something our king in our life simply because they feed us. They feed a hunger that we have, and we give them authority in our life. And so this first question of why the crowd wants to make Jesus their king, it becomes a powerful question for each of us. Namely, what king have we made in our life? And what kings have authority over us simply because of our hunger, and they feed it. And we see that this is a relationship that we can have with people and things in our life, that we get something from them, and so we give them our allegiance. Which then brings us, though, to our second question, that why did Jesus not want to be king to them in this moment? And the answer coincides with this first question in that it is not that Jesus does not want to be our king, for he certainly makes that clear in the Gospels, but he does not want to be the kind of king that the crowd wanted to make him in that moment. So he saw the crowd wanted to make him king because of this relationship of being fed, which is very important. But Jesus does not want to only be our king in this capacity. He says, in a sense, by going off alone, that if this is the kind of king you want, I have no desire to be him. And why is this? Because Jesus does not want to be our king only because we get something from him. He wants to be the king of our heart, not only our hunger. This is hard for us to understand because we can often treat Jesus in this way, that we often only go and pray to him when we need something, when ourselves or someone we love is sick, when someone ourselves or someone has lost a job or is feeling lost in life. And that's fine to go to him in those moments. He still responds. As we see, he feeds the crowd to such a point that there is even an overabundance of it. There is leftovers. And yet, he wants our relationship to be with him to be much more than simply driven by our hunger. He wants our hearts. He does not want to be a king like the other kings in our life, the ones where we follow them because they give something to us. He wants to be the King of Kings, one that we have a loving relationship with us, where we go to him not driven out of hunger, but driven out of love. You know, many of us have someone in our life who only reaches out to us when they need something. That we see our phone ring and we see who it is, and we're like, oh gosh, here we go again. And we often still help them because we care for them. We do love them. But we also know that desire, that the pain in our heart, that we want that relationship to be more, to be deeper. That we want the relationship to be one based on love and not based on a transaction. And Jesus wants the same thing from us. And so as we can see, when we join the answer to these two questions together, we see this beautiful invitation from God. First, to consider who or what is driving our relationships in life. Like the crowd, do we go to things because of our hunger? And have we hastily made ourselves subject to things because of that hunger? And perhaps we can reevaluate some of those relationships, whether they be with people or things. And second, that Jesus wants our relationship with him to be more than just transactional. He wants a personal, loving relationship with him, one where it is not hunger that drives us to him, but love. And so today, let us make Jesus truly the king of our heart rather than simply just our hunger.